going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, who are you taking at number two, by the way?
Well, I told you I'd be entertaining the trade down. Okay, if I can't get the trade down, I think people have won me over on Travis Hunter, believe it or not.
Well, at one point it was Abdul Carter. Are we making a mistake if we pass on Abdul Carter tonight? Nittany Game Week's Jay Paterno, he is the author of he's an author, coach, and advocate for college football's future, author of many, many books, and he joins us right now on that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jay, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you guys.
And the book is called Blitzed, by the way. Blitzed. Sorry, I got mixed up here. I had 3 hours of sleep. Cavs played last night. Jay, you are close with the program. You see Abdul Carter. Is Abdul Carter the right fit for the Cleveland Browns at number two, or are we making a mistake by passing on him tonight?
Well, I'm totally biased because I'm Penn Stater, so yeah, you need to take him. But I think here's the thing about Abdul Carter. He's only played edge for 1 year. And what that means is, as good as he is, there is tremendous upside on this guy, even as good as he is. And that's not taking anything away from him. Plus, he's played 2 years of stand-up linebacker. So now you can take him and move him around. So he's a really versatile guy who still has tremendous upside. I don't think you go wrong with him, but the question is, what do the Browns need? And as you guys know, the Browns always get the draft right.
Well, yeah.
A little silence there.
Well, what a cheap shot here, Jay.
I'm kidding.
Go ahead.
So you brought up the stand-up linebacker thing, and I noticed, and I would talk to Ken, when we get into nitty-gritty football, and Kenny here, my buddy, is a big-time O-line guru. He likes to break down what happens in the trenches.
That's enough.
And, Jay, you've been a coach. So you know all this stuff, too. Explain the difference between doing that in college, where I'd see him kind of hovering, standing, maybe crouching just a tad at the line of scrimmage, to the timing that needs to be there. You only have so much time to get to the QB at the next level.
Oh, I think there's no question. I mean, this league, as everybody knows, has become a quarterback league. And the only reason, as well as the Eagles offense played last year, that game in the Super Bowl came down to Eagles pass rush and getting there with four guys. So with Garrett that you already have and Carter on the other side, that's pretty scary as in terms of as a unit if you get him. Now, the thing about it is you can stand him up as a inside linebacker. And now when he blitzes, it's not an offensive lineman blocking him most of the time. It's a running back. And if you can get that matchup with an elite pass rusher, that's great. But the question is going to be, because, as you guys know, the NFL game is so complex, how quickly can you become that versatile guy from a mental standpoint will be the challenge. But his first couple steps off the ball when he's really locked in, and I've been on the field and watched him take off, he's really got a great first couple steps, and that puts all the pressure in the world on an offensive tackle.
Jay Paterno joining us on the show. The new book is called Blitzed. We'll talk about that coming up here momentarily. All right, what can you tell me about the tow truck driver incident here?
Oh, look, I don't know a whole bunch about it. I don't think it's, you know, certainly when you look at the course of his life, I don't think it's a real big deal. But, you know, I wasn't there, and I don't know all the evidence of, as it relates to it, but certainly I'm sure that's something the Browns have looked into, as every other team has, and they got to make the decision. And the question is that, you know, when I was coaching, we would look at kids that got in trouble and say, is this a bad kid, or is this a good kid who made a mistake? And believe me, between 18 and 22, I may not have been a good kid. I was an okay kid, but I made plenty of mistakes. So we'll, you know, I think that's something that I think it, you have a guy who's a good kid who made a mistake.
All right, the comparisons to Micah Parsons. So they're going to be obvious because you'll see the uniforms, you'll see the performance, the production. How would you break down how he truly relates to Parsons, who's been an incredible NFL player?
Well, I think the thing about him is he's played a whole year as an edge rusher, whereas Parsons never did. And Parsons played about 8 or 9 games as a freshman and then 1 year as a sophomore and then totally skipped the COVID year. So he was coming to the NFL without having played meaningful football in over, you know, almost 2 years by the time he played. So this guy's probably further along in his ability to be an edge rusher than Parsons was coming out of college. And did more in college than Parsons did. That's not to take any away from Micah Parsons. Believe me, I think he's an elite, elite guy. But I think what you're getting is a guy who's further along, but yet still has that upside because he's only been at the edge for a year.
Jay Paterno joining us here on the show. So what do you say to people who say, well, you got to score. You got to be able to score. You got to be able to score in the NFL as opposed to, hey, on the other side of Myles Garrett probably has 3 more solid years, we hope, with the Cleveland Browns before we start to see a real downturn here. What can we do in those 3 years when we still don't have a quarterback on this team?
Well, I think both, you know, as I'm married to my wife from Pittsburgh, so believe me, I know the whole quarterback thing this offseason as it relates to the Steelers. So I get that whole thing, and I think that's important. The question is, what can you get? You know, are you comfortable getting a quarterback at number 2 that you're comfortable is worth that number 2 pick, or can you trade down and get somebody? There's a guy I think that might not go very high in the draft, I think is a steal as a quarterback, and it's Dylan Gabriel from Oregon. I saw Russell Wilson. He beat us in college. I was at the Ohio State Oregon game in Eugene and saw him play live.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I mean, there's a guy you might be able to get, and I'm not saying he's the answer to all your dreams, but everybody forgets Russell Wilson was a 3rd-round pick. And I think Dylan Gabriel is that kind of guy if you can grab him later. Now, I don't know what the Browns are thinking in terms of free agency or whatever, but you do need a quarterback in this league, and you've got to put points on the board because that's the one guy who can change the course of a game faster than anybody else.
By the way, if your wife's from Pittsburgh, I have to ask you this question. I'm going to fly blind here. Did Kenny Pickett get a raw deal in Pittsburgh? Can the Browns get something out of him?
Oh, I like Kenny Pickett. I really do. I think he's got a good future ahead of him. He's got some confidence. The Pittsburgh thing, when you look at what's gone on with Pittsburgh, they haven't had the offensive line they've had in the last couple of years. So I don't think the problem has really been quarterback. It's just been their ability to run the ball when they want to run the ball. So I think that's been the biggest problem.
What makes Tyler Warren special?
Oh, geez. How much time you got? You know, we obviously all know the physical skills. I mean, there's no question about it. The mental aspect he has, this is a guy who, if you put him at running back, knows how to set up blockers and knows the timing of the blocks as well as a running back without doing it full time. He just really is impressive from what he's been able to handle mentally. Quarterback, snapping the ball, throwing the ball, running the ball, playing running back, playing wide, or playing tight end, blocking people. And then he even did a quick kick, a punt, which actually didn't work so well, as that may not be one of the things you want him to do. But
I remember that. He
is really, really versatile and is a guy who's going to be a great player. And with his work ethic in terms of how he takes care of his body, he's a guy that can play a long, long time in the NFL and be really valuable. You know, if you give him the ball in the backfield, he's a little bit like Mike Allstott, and that's scary. And you got to be a certain age in order to get that reference, but I'm of that certain age.
Well, I'm of certain. I think Lima and I are of the certain age as well. Yeah. I loved Mike Allstott. I don't know what Lima thought of him.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of just all great tight ends that have come through and been drafted. You've had some second rounders from Penn State. Now, who can forget Kyle Brady? Right, with ninth overall pick. I don't think Warren's going that high, but
I'll go even further. Ted Kwolek played in the late '60s. Was on the Sports Illustrated All Century team for college football, and he was a Penn Stater. So yeah, there's been a great tight end tradition here going back a long time.
Amazing, Jay Paterno, Coach Paterno. One more from me. A year from now, are we going to be talking about Drew Aller, national champion Penn State quarterback and potential number one overall QB, a Medina kid from right here in Northeast Ohio? Is that what we're going to be talking about?
Draft status, I don't know. I don't want to even guess at that, but I'm sure as heck hoping that you're right on that and hoping that, you know, the Big Ten can get a third straight one and that we share it. It's not Ohio State again. And Michigan scares me out there because they got a quarterback now. If they had a quarterback last year, they would have been a problem for everybody. Oregon, you never know, but I hope you're right on the national championship thing, and I'll let the draft stuff take care of itself.
Let me ask you this real quick. He doesn't press against Ohio State, does he?
I don't know. You know, I think if you look at the numbers he had in the playoff games, they weren't as good as they were during the season. And I don't know if that's, you know, that was part of a game plan to let the defense win games or not. We'll see this year. But I can tell you this. The expectations in Happy Valley right now are through the roof. The pressure is through the roof. If you look at the investment between facilities and what we've paid James Franklin's contract and what we owe him, we've put $1 billion just in facilities and his contract into the program. And I'm saying that as a trustee who knows all the numbers. So, I mean, we've made the commitment. There's no question. So this is the year that if there's going to be a year to get it done, this is going to be the year.
Trustee, you got to send us some ice cream.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Get us some ice cream from the creamery, Jay.
Oh, absolutely.
The book is called Blitzed. It came out in the fall, the all-out pressure of college football's new era. Can you tell us about the book, Jay?
Yeah, the book is going to it's what I call nonfiction fiction, which really means all the stories are real, but I wrote it as fiction because, you know, if I had written this school did that and this school did that, somebody's going to blow my car up with me in it. So I decided to write it as a fiction, as a novel, and it's based at Ohio State because I spent 20 years recruiting the state of Ohio and had a real good feel for it. You know, I still go back to, you know, the guys in Cleveland, you know, schools like Euclid and Glenville and St. Ed and all, and Benedictine and all those places. A lot of those are referenced. But I think it reflects the reality of where college football is. It's going to take you inside real stories. When you look at what's going on with college football, with the NIL, with transfer portal, with the revenue sharing coming, you know, you look at, you know, the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh says, in no other business in America is this business model legal. You know, so you look at what that, you know, that decision, that opinion by Justice Kavanaugh tells you where this thing is headed. So it's going to give fans, it's going to be the first book that really pulls this thing back and tells you the unvarnished truth of all the things, good and bad, that are happening right now. Because it's not all, despite what everybody thinks about NIL, it's not all puppies and birthday balloons and parties for the players. There's a lot of mental health pressures on them. There's a lot of other things going on off the field as well. So this is going to take you inside all of that stuff.
The book is called Blitz. Find out more all over where books are sold and jvpaterno.com. Jay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend. Good luck with draft tonight. And I'm hoping it's Carter.
Thank you very much, Jay Paterno, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. That's fantastic.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.